This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Congress appoints a committee of 12 to do the work of 535 lawmakers who can't decide, and a nation waits.
People thirst. They thirst for somebody not to give them BS. They thirst for that. And just don't give me mush.
Former Senator Alan Simpson from Wyoming has been on blue ribbon budget cutting committees before and been ignored by Congress. America thirsts for clarity, but what's that old Wyoming adage? You can lead a lawmaker to water, but if he prefers BS, drink. A toast to the super committee. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. What are they drinking up there on Capitol Hill? Always a good question on this Thursday, August 11th. We're also going to be trying to avert our eyes from the volatility on world markets and look at some slow growth and also slow pain building in the U.S. economy. An interesting story later on this hour. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out all week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Volatility, as I said, on world markets continues.
There's nothing to mute the fact that the next news story could drive us a very large way. Up or down.
That's a Chicago trader warning that Wall Street's roller coaster is unlikely to stop anytime soon. Futures on Wall Street are pointing to a higher opening this morning after a big sell-off yesterday. Rumors about France possibly losing its AAA rating from the S&P and speculation that one of its largest banks was suddenly in line for a bailout sent U.S. markets tumbling yesterday. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is giving his finance and budget ministers 1 week to come up with new measures to reduce that country's debt burden. A U.S. deficit reduction super committee, alluded to a moment ago, is starting to take shape. Republican leaders have named their six representatives to that committee. Senators John Kyle of Arizona, Rob Portman of Ohio, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Also, Representatives Jeb Hensarling of Texas, Dave Camp, and Fred Upton, both from Michigan. Those are Republicans. There are three Democrats from the House yet to be named to reach the full complement of 12. British Prime Minister David Cameron is speaking to an emergency session of Parliament right now. He's promised tough measures to stop further violence and said, quote, nothing should be off the table.
We will not put up with this in our country. We will not allow a culture of fear to exist on our streets. And we will do whatever it takes to restore law and order and to rebuild our communities.
A heavy police presence and rainy weather, which you can always count on in the UK, kept streets quiet last night. This morning, police say they are raiding houses in London. More than 1,200 people have already been arrested. Overnight, courts scrambled to process the backlog of alleged vandals and thieves now in custody and needing arraignment. In Syria, the army has reportedly stormed a northwestern town near the border with Turkey. Yesterday, the U.S. issued another round of sanctions against Syria's state-controlled bank and its main mobile phone company. White House spokesman Jay Carney says it's part of an effort to increase the pressure on President Bashar Assad.
The most important thing that we can do right now is ensure that our actions back up our word.
The United States has already imposed sanctions against President Assad himself and other top Syrian leaders individually. After a 20-mile high-speed chase and a shootout, three 20-something siblings on the run have been arrested in Colorado. Ryan, Dylan, and Lee Grace Daugherty were on the FBI's most wanted list. And after its 125th anniversary this October, the Statue of Liberty will close for a year while the National Park Service gives Lady Liberty a $27 million renovation. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning after sessions full of volatility. Futures are up on Wall Street. It's likely to continue there as well. The Dow gets underway at 10,719. The S&P opens at 1,120. The NASDAQ opens at 2073. And gold just under $1,800 an ounce. It actually broke $1,800 for a while yesterday in trading. Coming up this morning, one of the biggest Hispanic TV stars, George Lopez, has had his late-night talk show canceled. We'll ask if it signals a significant step backward for diversity on our screens. And maybe Lopez should have looked at Hispanic channels for his comedy show. We'll talk about that later on this morning. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk more about that congressional super committee and ask whether it might help break the political gridlock over deficit reduction. Not likely. We'll take a historical look. We always want your take. Join the conversation on Facebook or just give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.